Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 1:19-28. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 1, verse 19-28. This was John's testimony when the Jewish leaders sent priests and temple assistants from Jerusalem to ask John, "Who are you?" He came right out and said, "I am not the Messiah." "Well then, who are you?" they asked. "Are you Elijah?" "No," he replied. "Are you the prophet we are expecting?" "No." "Then who are you?" "We need an answer for those who sent us. What do you have to say about yourself?" John replied in the words of the prophet Isaiah, "I am a voice shouting in the wilderness, 'Clear the way for the Lord's coming.'" Then the Pharisees who had been sent asked him, "If you are not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet, what right do you have to baptize?" John told them, "I baptize with water, but right here in the crowd is someone you do not recognize. Though his ministry follows mine, I am not even worthy to be his slave and untie the straps of his sandal." This encounter took place in Bethany, an area east of the Jordan River where John was baptizing. My theme for reflection is the joy of pointing away from yourself. The joy of pointing away from yourself. If you have ever been mistakenly praised for something you didn't do, someone congratulating you for a meeting you never attended, or a cake you definitely did not bake, you know the awkward moment of deciding whether to smile politely or tell the truth. John the Baptist faces a far bigger version of that awkwardness in John 1:19-28, and his honesty becomes a doorway into joy. The problem in the passage is not merely curiosity, it is confusion wrapped in urgency. Jerusalem sends priests and Levites to interrogate John because a stirred up public can quickly become a political crisis. Hope is rising, rumors are multiplying, and people want a name to put on their longing. Who are you? Who are you is not just a question about identity, it's a question about power. Are you the one we should follow? Are you the solution? Are you the center? In every age, especially in anxious seasons, we look for saviors we can see, leaders we can brand, and voices that can fix it. John responds with a rare kind of freedom. "I am not the Messiah." Not defensive, not performative, simply clear. Then he refuses the next titles too. Elijah, the prophet, until he describes himself as a voice, not a spotlight. "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" Here, scripture interprets scripture because John is deliberately stepping into Isaiah's ancient promise. A voice cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord." Isaiah 40, verse 3. John is saying, in effect, "I am not the destination, I am the signpost." That is where Christian joy breaks in. Joy is not shallow cheerfulness. It is the deep relief of knowing that the world does not rest on your shoulders. John models a life that is unburdened by self-importance and therefore fearless in truth-telling. He's not trying to build a personal empire, not trying to win a debate, not trying to keep followers. He's trying to make room for Christ. Even his baptism, questioned by the religious officials, becomes a confession. The real one is already among them, unseen and unrecognized, one among you whom you do not know. The greatest tragedy in the text is not that they ask questions. It is that they can stand near the light and still miss him. And yet God resolves the problem precisely through a witness who will not compete with Jesus Christ. John's rule is to shrink so Christ can be seen. In a culture addicted to attention, that is holy rebellion. As Soren Kierkegaard observed, purity of heart is to will one thing. John wills one thing, that Christ be recognized, trusted and welcomed. As we reflect on our Christian journey then, we think it is not only about waiting for Jesus to come. It is learning the joy of not pretending to be Jesus for one another, at home, in church, in leadership, and in public life. For us today, this passage offers direction. Resist the temptation to make everything about you, your image, your grievances, your anxieties, and your importance. Be a voice that makes paths straighter. Speak truth without bitterness. Serve without needing applause. Correct without crushing. Lead without self-worship. Joy grows wherever Christ becomes the center and we become glad witnesses. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I tempted to seek significance by being the main character? And how might that be blocking my ability to see Christ already at work? Number two, what would change in my relationships if my daily goal was simple? To make Jesus easier to notice through my words and conduct. And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one deliberate act of pointing away from yourself. Affirm someone else's contribution. Apologize without justification, or quietly serve in a way that cannot be traced back to you and offer it to God as a way of making straight the Lord's path in your community. Lord Jesus Christ, the one who stands among us even when we do not recognize you, forgive our need to be noticed and our habit of making ourselves the center. Give us John's clarity and courage to tell the truth, to play our part, and to point beyond ourselves to you. In this Advent, in this season, when we just begin a new year, straighten what is crooked in us, our motives, our speech, our desires, so that our lives may become a clear witness to your coming. Fill us with the joy that comes from making room for you. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.